Sabres.
On demand. Follow Sabres Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabres Radio.
All right, listen, let's formally introduce him. He is an international music producer with so many amazing tunes under his belt. He embarks on the next chapter of his musical odyssey. And to talk about the journey so far and the new project, the Reloaded Collection, give it up and show some love for a man like Simon Nandra. Simon!
Hey, Akshay, how you doing?
It's all good, man. It's so good to have you back up on the show. How are you? How is things in your end of the world?
You know what? It's good. It's good to be on the show. It's busy. So there's lots of ups, highs. There's lots of lows. Emotions are all over the place at the moment.
Yeah.
But it's really good, man. Really busy.
Now, you know, it's been a while since me and you have spoken. I mean, the last time was when you and Jay were sitting in front of me here in the studio, and that's been a long, long, long while. Since we spoke then, you had a few releases, and then you kind of, it felt like you've kind of fell off the map. You know, talk to me, bro. What's been going on?
Yeah, you know what? I think it's like everybody. It's just like we get caught up in, you know, everyday life and things just happen. But to be honest with you, I think, you know, it's the same old probably excuse. COVID happened, didn't it?
Yeah.
So a lot of the stuff was pre-COVID. And I know you're just playing Bleed. And I remember doing that. I actually remember speaking about that very song. With Jackie, I and Kaz from Stereo Nation had just released Patola. I want to say it was 2018 or 19.
Huh.
Yeah, just pre-COVID. And I remember coming out from an interview and Jackie sat with me in the car and goes, I've got an idea for a song. Yeah, and we literally did it at that time.
Yeah.
And it's been sitting on this shelf since 2019.
Wow.
And, you know, and nothing came of it. And to be honest with you, for anybody that doesn't know, that song was, it's just supposed to be, you know, a bit of humor, a bit of fun. It's not a serious song. I think at the time, Jackie was, I want to do something where people think that I've completely gone nuts.
Huh.
I want to do something a bit, a little bit of Punjabi in it, a little bit of English in it. It doesn't make sense.
Huh.
And he just wanted to make it something a bit comedy.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he was like, you know what? I'm just going to release it. And he did it. And I was like, wow, what's going on? But yeah, you know, COVID hit, you worked on a lot of projects then and, you know, had a really busy year. But yeah, everything's back in full flow now. And I'm back a little bit, you know, doing more stuff.
Well, good. Well, we're glad that you're back. And, you know, where are you kind of in a musical headspace perspective? You know, what's going on, you know, creatively, you know, in your mind? Because, you know, because with this industry, right, and certainly right now, you know, you blink and things change so much. And I'm sure you've seen the changes in the industry. And, you know, the game has changed so much. You know, what are your thoughts on that? And, you know, where are you, you know, from a creative headspace at the moment?
So you're absolutely right. So I feel that I don't sit in what's happening right now, you know, with any change, you have to get used to it. And I really respect everybody that's doing their kind of music right now. You know, they're putting a lot of hard work into it.
Yeah.
It is a change from my time, you know, being the first album was what, 21 years ago.
Huh.
And I think for me, I can't do what people are doing now.
Mm.
Right. And now it's about, you know, being on social media content, influencing, you know, really putting content out there. I personally think, you know, when I look at it, music videos, kind of like what I used to do, you know, big budget, 20 grand videos like Dolly Vichahir and stuff.
Huh.
They've all gone out the window now. Now it's about 90 second TikTok clip.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, you get your song out, you knock it out very fast. There's no music pieces in there. There's not much production in terms of music, but there's a lot of beats and a lot of sampling and different. It's a different style. There's nothing wrong with it.
Huh.
And people are putting it out there. It's very different to the journey I'm on right now.
Mm.
So right now I've got the Reloaded collection coming out, which was actually done last year. Mm. So I wanted to release it, you know, to celebrate kind of 20 years since the first album out of the box.
Yeah.
And then one thing, you know, after another kept kind of coming in the way. So we decided to do it as a 21-year kind of release.
Yeah.
So we've done, like, obviously being John Only Does, had a couple of mixes coming out, and then I've got another three songs that are penciled to come out. So another one next month,
yeah.
Another one in January and February. So that will be the Reloaded collection.
Yeah.
I've got another couple of songs with Jatty coming out. I'm working with two, three other new artists, some another two, three older artists. I've got like at least a dozen songs that are still due to come out over the probably next 6 to 8 months.
And are we?
So it's a really busy time.
And are we talking kind of more refixes, as I call them, or, you know, or Reloaded, even, you know, as you've, you know, as you've dubbed it, you know, Reloaded kind of versions of some of your bangers from back in the day? Are we, you know, I know we're going to see some of them. Are we also talking kind of original? When I say original, you know, new material as well.
Absolutely. So the Reloaded ones, I can tell you now, so the next song out is a remake of the Badlagade from me and Amrinder Gill.
Uh-huh.
I've got Me and Humaira Arshad with Kanu Marda, and I've got my all-time super-duper hit, Dolly with Chuhir, which I was actually, all of these songs that I'm actually putting out there, for me, were really, really big in their time, and it was really difficult for me to go back in and get into a new headspace and create something very different that was going to do it justice.
Yeah.
But over the last couple of years, I had a lot of people come to me, and they showed a lot of love for these songs. You know, you know, being Jirondi, I never had a video or anything like that to it. You know, and it was one of the most favorite songs out there.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to do was I wanted to kind of revamp the songs so the newer generation that may not have heard it, you know, can relive that kind of experience, but also give a bit of thanks to all the fans that have still been listening to it for all these years to say, hey, you know what, this is actually for you. So part two I've just done for Being Reloaded, it's very similar to the original. I've kept the same kind of piano riffs and chords and kind of kept it that Desi vibe, and it's just because I had so many emails and messages from fans saying we love that. We just want that, you know, almost remastered, and because technology has changed and stuff. So I've done that. But outside of that, everything else that I'm working on is brand new songs.
Yeah.
But none of them are probably like, you know, what's trending at the moment.
Yeah.
But to be fair, I've always been like that. I've always followed my own route in terms of my music.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, it's important to be in your own lane. You know, you can't, because the moment you try and kind of force yourself, you know, as in any field, do you know what I mean? You know, it's, you know, you're not being true to yourself. And I think, and the fans will pick up on that. Do you know what I mean? And they'll know, and you'll know yourself deep down, like, I didn't do that any justice. Do you know what I mean? You know, I wasn't 100% there in that, but, you know what I mean? But I love what you've done with the Being Reloaded, collection. You know, I did the world exclusive of Being Reloaded part two on my show last week. Yeah. So thank you for that. And, you know, I loved it. I was like, just if people watching me in the webcam, they're like, Akshay's gone crazy, man. You know, I was like just bopping along to it. You know, you got a massive, massive love. So thank you for dropping that, over, the amazing Limerick Hussein Puri on, you know, on the track, you know, the absolute, absolute legend. So yeah, you know, we're loving that. You know, we're going to play it, in a moment. Oh, I mean, we've got to talk about, you know, very quickly, about Bad Company, the EP that also came out earlier on this year. Now, because, bro, you know what? Because it definitely needs to be talked about, because when I heard it, you know, I stopped in my tracks and I heard it, and I heard it again. And I'm like, I'm really loving this, because it was almost like, and you can kind of corroborate this and confirm this. It was almost like that EP was like a palette where you were kind of almost experimenting, you know, with kind of new styles and sounds. You know, the Simon Nandra kind of sound was there, but there was something else there. It was like you were tinkering. Talk to me, man. Talk, you know, have I kind of hit it on the head there?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Look, like with anything I always do, there's certain probably sounds and the way that I mix and do things. So you'll hear that signature flavor from me.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, this was a project I actually was ready pre-COVID, and I was due to fly out and do the videos for it just as COVID hit and everything got banned. So it would kind of sat on the shelf again for a few years. But again, it was something that I wanted to do. I wanted to, you know, do it with Rikesh. And, I've got this thing. I really enjoy working with the crew and people that I know.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not about money. It's not about having someone named or someone famous on there.
Huh.
It's about getting the right song, the right music, and the right lyrics together.
Huh.
And kind of just wanted to do it. But, yeah, I kept this really, like, Western in terms of what I was doing.
Hmm.
So I kept the beats quite aggressive. You know, I still had my signature guitars and stuff in there. But, again, still melodic, still giving you that kind of sad, kind of romantic-type songs. Because,
yeah.
You know, actually, you know me. You know, for me, it's all about enjoying the music, you know, when you're driving the car or listening at home and stuff like that. You know, I'm not a performing artist, so I don't take the stage and stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, for me, I really enjoy those and really melodious songs. And plus songs with meaning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's some content to the words, and I was feeling it at that time as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, I went on that, and, you know, I spent a lot of time working with Rikesh, and I said, here's the melodies, and this is what I want to do, and we'd FaceTime each other. You know, and we just like kind of did it and put it out. And again, I wanted to go against the grain, you know, against what everything is doing. I don't just want to jump on the bandwagon and say, everyone's doing these new hip hop style songs with hip hop lyrics. So, Simon, you've got to do that as well.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, I just want to do what I enjoy doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I, you know, as I said, I was really happy. And, you know, when I did hear that EP, and, you know, I loved it, you know, because, it was, you had your sound in it, but you had this kind of just this new kind of fresh kind of angle to it. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. So, I just wanted to just big you up on that, man. Love that EP, brother.
Thank you.
But listen, everything that you've got coming out, you know, love and support for you always. Just keep doing your thing. Don't disappear on us now, Simon. All right. we gotta, you know, and it's long overdue. We'll have you, you know, at some point in the new year. Let's get you back here in the studio. You know, you're not that far away from me. So let's make that happen.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, we'll definitely do that. And like I said, I've got a lot of stuff out. That's just, you know, it's completed. It's coming out. Just penciled in and, just working with the different artists and companies to get them out and stuff. But, 21 years, I'm feeling a bit old, actually. You know, I can't keep up with these new youngsters that are smashing it. So, you know, and they're doing a fabulous job. And I actually remember, you know, I went to some concerts, and I've not really ever been to Punjabi concerts and stuff. You know, from back in the day, we used to go touring with bands and stuff.
Yeah.
And I remember going to see Diljit and Karan Aujla and stuff. And it sounds really bad, but I only knew, like, I know Karan Aujla by name.
Yeah.
I knew two or three of his songs, but nothing else. And I went to his concert, and he absolutely killed it. And I looked at the crowd. I was just gobsmacked, you know, in terms of what was going on.
Yeah.
And it was a week apart from Diljit or something, or two weeks apart.
Yeah.
And Diljit's crowd was different, and his performance was different. And equally, they were just absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's great to see what everybody's doing and the whole change up in the music, but I will keep bringing my flavor to the table, you know, and I know it's a bit old and dated, but I will keep bringing it.
You know what, Simon, listen, everybody right now is smashing it. Everybody's in their own lane, doing their thing. And, you know, and you're no different. You're doing your thing. And you know what? The love and the appreciation is absolutely there, Simon. So as I said, just keep doing it. You know, the love and support is most definitely there. So listen, bro, thank you so much for joining me this evening. We're going to do this again real soon. Like I said, hopefully live face-to-face here in the studio.
Absolutely. No, thank you so much for having me, and a big shout out to all the listeners out there, and thanks for all the love for the music.
Well, there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, he may be perfectly imperfect. He's never one to be underestimated. He's always dropping stuff out of the box. Love and support for the awakening of your new chapter. You see what I did there, Simon?
I did, man. Brilliant. I'm gonna use that.
Simon, listen, thank you once again, and it's only right, I'm going to play you out with Being Reloaded Part 2. It's only right that, a word for the fans, and you introduce the track.
Thank you. So this is dedicated to all the fans for the last 20 plus years. Being Reloaded Part 2 featuring Lember. Originally sung from Sabar Kotiji. You know, I had the blessings to go ahead, but hopefully you love the remix and the refix that I've done for you. So please enjoy that. And Akshay, thank you so much for all your support as always. Love you.
Always. Love you.
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabras Radio.